Want to help keep the lights on in Anarchy Basement? Then go to PRLFans.com. There you can find links to Patreon, PayPal, our Bitcoin info, and other ways to help support the podcast. Now, enjoy the show.
Hello. Welcome to the Punk Rock Libertarians Podcast, episode 484. I'm Otto. Tonight I'm joined with Jared.
What's up, guys?
Victor Charlie.
Good to see you guys.
What's up? And my favorite title so far is the Non-State Hostile Intelligence Service.
James. So Mann. Good to be with you. Great to be here.
NHIS.
Yeah. I don't pick favorites with you guys. So no. just your nickname.
I hate you all equally.
Yeah, there you go. No, I kid. But hey, guys, I don't know. I was thinking about getting a TikTok. I don't know if I should do that anymore for the show.
I was gonna I'm thinking that's it's not a great idea.
It's not.
I've never wanted to be on TikTok more than I am right now.
That's true. We actually do have an account on TikTok.
You?
I put like one video on there.
Why don't you tell me these things?
Yeah, we could be spreading misinformation.
All right, you got videos you want to throw on there?
All over the TikTok.
We got to start making clips of the show.
I've got some hostile intelligence we could spread. You know, yeah, let's do it.
My favorite type of intelligence.
This seems to be what they're afraid of, right? That's like, I had no idea it was this important until they like freaked out and had to ban it. I'm like, what? I guess we should better pay attention.
And let's do the math. So we were just the article. I think we got the breakdown. They have until it passed the House, but if it goes to the Senate, and obviously Biden's probably going to sign it into law if it gets through the Senate. But
Biden has declared that he will sign it.
Okay. So there's 6 months. Let's see. March, April, May, June, July, August. So it'd be like about a month or two before election, right? Is my math correct? So it's just clearly they're afraid that... Yep.
What's the name of this act? This is always part of the fun part.
Oh, I'm sure it's like the Freedom of the Internet Act or social media.
Yeah. Keeping the internet free from China. Yeah, I mean, it's probably serving that purpose, but then it's also serving the purpose of, you know, they're just always stoking fears of what Russia, China. It's just, you know, more propaganda to get you worrying about, you know, some foreign land rather than your own government that's just fucking you.
Yeah. And the fact that how many people are on TikTok, they're clear. Do you see this video now? I don't know.
I think it's hundreds of millions.
Yeah. And so this was.
Why don't they do something about this? They should be, you know,
they haven't
storming the Capitol in Minecraft.
Who should be storming the Capitol?
TikTokers.
Oh, that is true.
It'll be a new TikTok.
Some of these people make like shitloads of money. I mean, obviously.
But see, with Facebook videos and all, you know, all this stuff, they could probably just move over there and not.
Oh, yeah. Meet.
So I don't think they're much at arms about it because they don't care.
children
from TikTok.
I don't know. I think there's some people that are like specifically whatever it is about TikTok. That's where they thrive. So
I like the meme I posted on the route to do the dirt to dirt redneck with the MAGA hat saying no more Chinese spyware. I only buy American.
Yeah.
That one was funny. Oh, we only use Google in this house.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and the funny thing is exactly what is China's connection to TikTok? The CEO is from Singapore. I believe it's owned by 60% investors, which include a large number of American investors, 20% employees, right? And like, and then what's the other 20%?
The CCP? Founders.
No, the founders, the people that they created have 20%. Stockholders have 60% and the employees have 20%. So how is this? Where's the Communist Party in that? Like, it's so obvious. They're like, oh, we can't control the message. We got to shut it down.
Yeah. I mean, clearly that's what it is. It's like, ADL's like, no, I don't want any more people thinking that we're over there, murdering Palestinians. Can't have that. It's not a good look.
They're like, you wouldn't want us to release the Epstein files, would you?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
So this is this some.
Set it up.
So this is from Daniel McAdams. He says the real reason they are banning TikTok, they don't want free speech or any deviated from the narrative. This is leaked audio of ADL chief executive Jonathan Greenblatt freaking out because global youth aren't buying Israeli's propaganda anymore. Let's see what's what it is here.
Calling it a genocide for some reason.
Like the language in their toolkits was all about the Zionist entity and lots of other language that we
get it Zionist.
Wait, they call themselves Zionists. What?
I know, right?
Right.
Like, exactly. Yeah.
Like, go back to Theodore Herzl's like original like documentation. Like, it says this, it talks about Zionism. What are you talking about?
Right. It's as clear as day. Like, Jared, you're Zionist. I've never heard of that word before. You must be anti.
My audio is clipping.
Yeah, it's like it's like dropping. It's like I don't know.
Is everyone else hearing it like that?
No, I'm not hearing that, man. I think that's on
I
your
think
end.
That's you, Bab.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah, but
anyways,
no worries. Pelosi was on the House floor, just reassuring that they're not trying to get rid of TikTok. They're just trying.
Well, who
to
was the first
better.
One you think they called when they said we got a big problem? They're like, okay, get the Epstein files, and then like, who's on top? Okay, Nancy. We got Joe Biden. Like, they're just going to go down the list of their owned people, right?
This is not an attempt to ban TikTok. It's an attempt to make TikTok better. Tic-tac-toe, a winner. A winner.
Wow.
This is not.
Wait, what?
Three in a row. TikTok.
There we go. We might hear it again. This is great wisdom.
Wait, I'm trying to like, yeah.
This is not an attempt to ban TikTok. It's an attempt to make TikTok better. Tic-tac-toe. A winner. A winner. This is not.
What the fuck? Look at that woman in green behind her. Like, just.
Unless you're wearing like a giant coat, like what is going on
What's
here?
Up with that wig? I guess,
how big does your neck have to be for that to fit?
They're lizard people, man.
Look at
like,
that.
Look at that person. Like, if that is not, is that her handler? Or is that another Congress critter?
Maybe she's got an eye, like a bulletproof vest on under there. Like, having to stand directly behind Nancy Pelosi is a sort of a tactical disadvantage. A risky,
not flattering for her boobs.
A risky move.
Yeah.
Oh man. What a joke. I mean, I tweeted this out just to mock. I mean, there was only 16 Republicans that voted no. Everybody else was in lockstep.
That's because they got a file on everybody. Once the ADL deploys, right?
Forget good, about
you know,
it.
You, the Congress steps in line immediately.
Let me see here. I saw the count, like what the actual vote. 352 to 65.
Jeez. Now, how many? If you polled 100 random Americans, how many would say that TikTok should be banned?
No, I don't know anyone. Honestly, I don't know anyone.
Right. Boomer cons, because they're like, I heard that app, but they don't even know what the fuck it is. They're just like, yeah, here, China, and then they're like, but.
Or people that just hate TikTok.
Yeah,
and have no principles. Just get rid of those nurse dances. I'd consider it too. Okay. But that's not what this is about, obviously. Like, if they just said we need to get rid of those horrible TikTok videos, right? Like, okay, you've got an argument. But I mean, this is sweeping, right? Sweeping. It's not just TikTok. It's any website, any application.
Oh, man. Brian says this woman gets more hammered than her husband.
Yeah. So what does the bill cover? Any Chinese application?
Anything from anyone they deem as a hostile adversary.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's all up to the president, right? Like, China's not my adversary. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Like, what are you talking about? Like,
I'm my enemy.
Like, but if remember who?
What about all the shit that they make for? What about all the shit that they make for us?
That too. Well, that's kind of part
like
of it.
What? So what are they just like? How are they going to react? Are they just going to like? They could just like cut off the supply, and then we're all fucked.
All part of Klaus Schwab's plan.
Yeah, somebody ought to call Klaus and straighten this shit out. This is a problem.
Yeah.
How is he going to spread his globalist agenda without TikTok?
Who's going to build the pods if it's not Chinese children?
TikTok, they need TikTok under control. They don't want to get rid of TikTok. They just need it under control.
So here's another interesting story.
They need to make it great again.
Right. That means under control. Like,
so here's another piece of the conspiracy here.
Oh, boy.
Ex-Trump Treasury Chief Steven Mnuchin pulling investors to buy TikTok. It's a great business, quote unquote.
It's a great business. It's a great deal. TikTok. Okay. It's a great
The move comes after the ban or the bill. That gives Chinese owner ByteDance 6 months to invest. So, okay, you get this former Treasury Secretary and his group of oligarchs to buy up TikTok and then get the CIA to run it.
Wait, so these people in this video are, oh, God.
Well, these people are like saying
pro TikTok, right?
Yeah.
TikTok changed my life.
I guarantee nobody there, no TikTok influencer gives a crap about whether it's run by the CIA or the Chinese Communist Party or whatever. As long as they can do their dances and get paid.
True.
Absolutely. I think the legislation should pass, and I think TikTok should be sold. Mnuchin, an investment banker who led the Treasury Department throughout Trump's term in office, told CNBC.
I wonder why. Get a better price if the government insisted it be sold or destroyed. Right. It's like, you have to sell your house or we're going to burn it down. Now, but I'll give you a fair price.
That's literally eminent domain. That's how that works.
Yeah, man.
They're just eminent domaining TikTok. That's
right. We're looking at this
all
wrong. This is like the mob moving in saying, yeah, you know. We're running this hotel.
Hey, I think it'd be a great idea if you sold it to me. I'm not going to say why, but
that's a mighty nice website you got there. Be ashamed if something were to happen to it.
Like Godfather 2, where he goes into the
casino business.
Yeah, the casino. And he's like, we're buying
Fredo. He's like, never talk in front of the family.
That's exactly what this is. That's shit. Now that man, that makes so much sense when you put it that way.
Yeah. Oh, dude, Christ, totally.
The government is such a gang. Like, I just don't understand how people don't see it for what it is. It's a grift. It's just a giant ass.
Is it gonna be enough to like get them in control of the election? Right, like they're doing everything they can outside of like actually winning voters, which is like evidently off the table at this point. Like, this is like a crazy.
That's because Robert F. Kennedy's stealing all the votes with his Vice President Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers. It's insane.
There's a list. I follow for some reason I follow like Mike Rowe on Instagram.
Okay.
Or maybe it was Facebook or something, but apparently he was on the short list. He didn't even realize it, but he was on the short list that Robert Kennedy shared for potential running mates.
For the LP.
There's a bunch of wacky people on there.
No, you know what's funny? I saw a meme here. He made a tweet that said, you know, Americans deserve to have a president that they think can last the entire term, you know, stay alive for the entire term.
Yeah.
And someone responded and goes, that's bold talk coming from a Kennedy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Ooh. That was so fucking funny.
Damn.
But just imagine, like you're imagine you're in the Biden war room. Okay. It's your job to get Biden elected. Okay. And you're like, all right, what do we got? You know, we've got a genocidal kid sniffer, rapist, pathological liar, in bed with, you know, totally corrupt with Ukrainian bankers, energy companies and Burisma and crack, you know, like what do we do? Like, how are we going to win this? So like, okay. Like, we've got a lot. We own a lot of judges. Let's see what they can do. So like they try to get them off the ballot. You know, that seems to be going nowhere. I'm like, OK, well, we'll just have to ban TikTok. You know, like at some point, they're like, I don't know what we can do, but ban TikTok. And they're like, OK.
It's so funny. But and then like all the Republicans got their marching orders, too. And they were and it's like the Republicans are like, this is clearly because they're going to use this against X. Like that's why the Democrats want to do this. Like they just want to do this. So they're going to eliminate X, Twitter, whatever. Like,
yeah, but when you get the call from when you get the call at the congressional office from ADL or Mossad or whoever your handler is, right, you immediately do what they say. Right. Yep. Like there's no denying it. Like, oh, my God, this is terrible. But I've got my orders. I've just following orders.
I was a good soldier. I was just following orders.
Yeah. Don't release my Epstein video, please.
It's like, oh, man, I won't say it. Never mind. That was gross. I was about to say something really gross. I'll keep it not. All right. I'll keep it PG. But
the funny thing is people are going to still go vote like somehow. Like voting is like oh, your voice will be heard. You will be the decider. You know, like
it's the most.
That's the one clip I have on
the ballot.
The one clip I have on TikTok is the one where it's James going off about voting.
Oh hell yeah! Play it.
I gotta find it.
Maybe that's what caused the ban, right? Yeah. Like, that's probably,
guys, this is a this is one of the most epic James like lines I can remember in a while. This is only a few months ago, right? It is, Brian. It is fake. Yeah,
voting is fake and gay. Yes. I mean, they're trying to pass all these bills to expand the voter rolls. You know, they're going to try to make it easier to mail in ballots this time around. Yeah. And they got to, to like what Babs is saying, the lawfare isn't working against Trump. Or it is, but it's not accelerating as fast as they thought it was. So
Brandon says,
I mean, they've deployed their best Hollywood celebrities. You know, they've deployed.
Oh yeah,
right. Like they've got, I mean, what do they've got out? I mean, they're basically playing all the cards right now.
Yeah, you got
It's like they don't even have confidence in their like electronic voting fraud, like they used to, right?
The Dominion machines aren't as reliable to rig as they were before, or something, you know?
Right, like isn't Diebold like still on the payroll? Like what happened?
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows? Did you find it, Jared?
Yeah, I'm just struggling to like log in here.
Brandon says, why win voters when you can make voters? That's essentially the lower the age to 16. That's coming next. You know,
they want to do that too. You know, got to be 21 to smoke cigarettes. Got to be, you know, raise.
How old do you have to be to get puberty blockers?
5, 4, doesn't matter.
Yeah, puberty blockers for everyone or you're a bigot.
Shit, I didn't find it. Did you see, it was around... I don't know, some podcast they were interviewing some shit lib grandma or not grandma.
Oh, she was old. That was hilarious.
And she basically
all right, no, we
was
gotta
like,
find that
well,
video. Let's
yeah,
dig in the docs.
We gotta find that.
In the docs.
But it was just it was about that. Just like wow, you think at any age you could just medicate kids and like prescribe them hormone blockers.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Well, this is Instagram, but this is the video.
Oh, nice.
Let's watch Babs.
Well, you know, and gerrymandering. Like people walk around like, oh well, it's our sacred duty. Oh, like
yeah.
What a joke. If you're really walking around acting like you're going to vote to change something, you're just a child at this point.
Well, you know.
You're just a child at this point.
So great.
It's true, though. I mean, you can't take it seriously. When somebody starts talking about voting, my eyes roll. And I know, like, this person has no clue what kind of world they live in.
Yeah.
Especially libertarians, man.
Oh, well, dude, we're going to get 1% this year.
We're getting 1.7%.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Fuck yeah. That's
what I would be surprised. For libertarians to do is to completely disassociate themselves with vote totals. Recognize it as completely illegitimate, as not even the slightest measure of whether our message is succeeding or whether people are libertarian or what public sentiment really is. That is not a measure of it. It's not.
It's not. You know? Gary Johnson proved that. I don't understand why everyone still wants the fucking boat chase. Like, that was the whole point. Like
Gary Johnson. That was the best chance you had. You'll ever have.
Right.
And all the most compromised,
the most
came to LP
presidential.
Yeah, I mean that's such a solid point. What is it? Like three? Oh wow, we got 3.6%. But where the fuck are they now? They all came in.
And that was he was running against like the least popular candidates of all time, Trump and Hillary. And
his running mate endorsed fucking Hillary.
I mean, it's just this is your best, our best, or the best chance for the Libertarian Party to win, and they didn't happen. So like, just give up. Give up the ghost and just focus on the message of the platform.
Dude, 2020 would have been perfect too. Instead, the candidate went around saying her motto is let her speak. Why don't you just fucking speak? No one was telling you couldn't speak. Like, you made it like this. I'm a victim and racism is the worst thing ever as the country's being locked the fuck down. It's just, it's fucking ridiculous, man.
Well, like, because because they're also suffering on the illusion that they're going to somehow let you into these debates.
Yeah.
Or like they're going to put you on CNN.
Yeah.
Or it's not going to happen.
Yeah, or the New York Times is going to write a great article talking about, like, you know what? I think abolishing the income tax and getting rid of the Fed is a good idea. Let's give this candidate some press time. Get the fuck out of here, you know? Like, no, it's not happening, you know? But anyways, yeah, this is this. This is like those vote chasing Lulbert libertarians, and I just posted it down there, Jared. But this is a base.
You're posting it on the.
Yeah, Facebook, no, dude. I'm sorry.
I did. It's funny because I did it right before he did it, and I deleted it. Me and Alex posted it in the comments at the.
Wait, which one am I doing? Puberty blockers or
no? The LP last national status.
The last LP. One, and it's just about. It's a David Nolan clip. Back, probably talking early 80s, just like the whole role of what the Libertarian Party should be and not fucking vote chasing.
I think Gary Nolan was like Michael Bednarik era.
David,
90 something.
Was he? Well, he was the founder, but yeah.
96.
And creator of the Nolan chart.
The idea behind the Libertarian Party was to create a new instrument for social change. The Libertarian Party is not an end in itself. Is the means to an end. And the end, of course, is liberty, freedom in our time. No politician can do better in office than he promises on the campaign trail. Almost without exception, they deliver less than they promise. I think if we start to compromise what we're proposing before we're getting anywhere near the levers of power, and there's certainly considerable strategic and moral question as to whether seizing the levers of power is really what we're all about. But if we start backing off from our actual goals on the campaign trail, by the time we actually get into office, the end result will be very little different from what we have today. Let's not be afraid to say what we really believe in. The argument, if we can't tell them the truth or they won't vote for us, well, we didn't tell them anywhere near the whole truth, and 99% of them still didn't vote for us. Let's tell it like it is. Let's say.
No,
I was saying like, right.
We don't want ever again to see Americans drafted and sent overseas to die. Let's never again say repeal of the 16th Amendment is too radical a proposal for us to consider at this time. Let's never again say we want to decriminalize soft drugs. Let us stand up and say, we are libertarians. We believe in liberty.
We want the government off our backs and out of our pockets. Taxation is theft, conscription is slavery, and war is the health of the state.
Boom.
Boom. Oh, just inject right.
Wouldn't you love to name. See that in like some current libertarians, like all those freaking debates, all those like,
right.
Can what somebody just that? Say that?
No, they're too busy questioning the nap.
God.
They're too busy like
my borders.
The entire like platform of the party.
Right.
My borders.
And libertarianism.
Yeah.
Dude.
So what the Libertarian Party used to be like. Like, I mean, it used to be like people that would, the whole idea is people would like fight each other to see who would be more libertarian. They're like, no, I hate the state more than you do. Oh yeah, no, I do. Like people were hardcore. I mean, there were always
voters,
outsiders, yeah. But still, you know, it's like
my
it's
voters.
Kind of sad.
My voters.
But yeah, dude.
And my donors. Don't forget my donors.
Oh, they love my
donors.
Yeah. Sucks, man. Fucking sucks. It's like
you can pay them to put you on the ballot? Like, what do you need big donors for?
To pay for you, pay for your headquarters and your executive director salary.
Pay the mortgage for a
mortgage. Which we're renting out, which is we're renting
pay
out.
For the next fundraising letter.
Yeah,
we're finally doing something productive at National. We're renting it out. So
nice.
There you go.
I'm happy.
To the Green Party.
That'd be great.
To the Proud Boys.
No, no feds. No feds.
Oh, true.
No feds.
That's what you know. That's what you think.
Yeah. The wise LP still there.
Hey-o.
Hey-o.
I'm not fed. Dude, so how are we not talking about, what's his name? King Barbecue.
Yeah.
Why are we not talking about this? I heard it's just a psyop though. So for anyone who's been living under a rock on Mars with your eyes shut and your fingers in your ear, apparently there's something going on in Haiti right now, as this meme that's on the screen indicates. It says, his guy's smiling, says, getting invited to your black friend's barbecue. But he's Haitian. Have you guys seen the video? What? Have you guys seen
this? He's hammered.
Well, this is it. Is this been verified?
MC Hammer died.
Who died?
MC Hammer died, I think.
What?
Oh, no, it's not. Freaking?
Oh, it's not. Oh,
it's something else.
Suddenly?
Sorry.
Got it. Never mind.
Sorry to distract.
What is that? Mal, miss, or disinformation that we just
That's
spread?
That's disinformation.
Jared scrolling Twitter for the first time in a week. He's like, wait, what?
That's why I didn't say anything, because I was like, I want to verify, but I think that's what that meant. But never mind. All right. Anyway, back to the Haitian, the cannibal Haitians. So the Haitians are going through some type of governmental societal collapse right now. And there's literally a warlord who's running the capital of Haiti, I think, right now.
They recently basically kicked out the acting president. I think the people kicked him out because he was, you know, just some dictator installed, I think, by the CIA at some point. Which is basically the history of Haiti after
the Clinton Foundation, or
yeah. And then this Captain Barbecue guy has like taken control. I don't know where the cannibal shit came from, but
do you see?
There's a video of him supposedly.
He's literally roasting a guy in the street. He pulls off a piece of his leg as he's dead, like on fire, and he just eats it. And then there's another video where this guy's still alive. He's like writhing on the ground in pain, and he comes over and he's naked. He's laying in the street, and this guy walks up to him, pulls his dick out, and bites off his dick.
What the fuck?
What? Yeah.
Jesus.
You haven't seen what? That? Yeah.
No, I haven't seen that. I only see car crashes on Instagram.
That's right. We heard about your algorithm. No, I was on Twitter. I was like, I wasn't expecting to see this. Just showing up, you know, the For You feature. And
For You.
Yeah, For
Some
You.
Guy Here's getting like, his dick bit off.
Eating a dick. Like, just
but
eating a
is
dick.
Is this confirmed? Yes. Could this be AI? Or what are we talking about here?
No, this was legit. This would be the most deep fake I'd ever seen.
I'm just so ready to be propagandized into invading Haiti. I just assume that
it's on the table. I mean, there's like
it's been on the table for at least a year or more. Like they've been working on this shit. Or I don't know.
Well,
years.
Well, I don't think it's fake. They've just been actively destabilizing the government since like at least since like the Cold War. So this is just another series of like, okay, let's put in some like piece of shit that's heavily unpopular. Let's like fake the election or whatever, however they got him in there. And then now he's getting thrown out. And because they're, you know, the people.
And their president was assassinated in 2021 in July.
Yeah, the previous one was assassinated by his wife, I believe.
Don't call it a shithole country, okay? That's just
so
rude and offensive.
So yeah, now it's just being run by warlords, just as Kyle Wagner would have expected.
It's this anarchy, is basically guys. Anarchy yeah. in action. We're so watching it. This is
voluntarism has been like writ large.
How many dicks would you guys be biting if there was anarchy?
Cannibalism. Yeah. Voluntary
How
cannibalism.
Many dicks?
It's all.
What's your dick biting count in
what's your
in anarchotopia?
Count? Yeah. Oh, more man. Like a fruitopia. Sorry, that was a game.
A what?
Fruitopia. You said you I don't know. yes we are.
I mean, this is what a sad story. I mean, we're making jokes about Haiti, but talk about a place that's been fucked over for about 400 years, right? This is where Columbus landed and started fucking shit up, and it's never been right ever since.
Well, actually, yeah, what's interesting about Haiti is at least the modern day Haiti was formed after a slave revolt. The slaves basically killed all their masters and then established, you know, their own country. So
wasn't
that's pretty cool.
That stick or was there
they didn't go about it as very humanely as you think, but whatever.
Nah.
I mean, they raped all the women and murdered all the children and as well. And then they France was like, okay, fuck you, pay us back for all the shit that you burned and that you took from us, and they can't get out of that debt. But then at the same time, though, it's like, that sounds like 400 years ago. And I don't know why, that logic, that reasoning is just like, hey, don't look at the Clinton Foundation. Don't look at that. No, this was the French in 1802, you know?
But there's 400 years of things to look at, right? It doesn't, it's not just 400 years ago. It's not just the Clinton Foundation. It's not just the French occupation, right? It's just like a continual abuse of those poor people that have just been just abused by foreign colonial powers from their local shithead warlords.
But so is
continually destabilized.
It's one island. The Dominicans on the other side, and they don't have these problems.
That's like a prime tourist destination.
Well, Haiti had the potential if they didn't have rivers of shit, like, and rivers of trash.
What are you blaming on, Otto? Just bad culture or what?
I think it's bad culture. I mean, it's everything you said plus bad culture. I mean, clearly, it's like wow, the ghetto isn't responsible for any of the crimes that happened there. It's all because of slavery.
Let's ask
red
Siri.
Lines.
Wait, hold on a second. Hold on.
Uh oh.
Siri, why is Haiti a shithole?
I don't know how to respond to that.
Not helpful.
Right. Well,
let's ask the libertarian AI. Where was that again?
Oh yeah, let's ask. What is it?
I don't even remember who's. Was that Mike Termat's website?
Yeah. What's his libertarian AI? Is it Larry or what is it? Is his woman's name? Isn't it? It's on his website. Go ask him why it's a shithole country. I'm sure that'd be a fun endeavor.
I forgot all about that. We should be having fun with that every episode.
Segment every week on our show. We ask the libertarian AI.
We ask Mike Termat's AI about libertarianism.
Here we go. Here, I'll put the link. Can you find the link?
It's called Lisa.
Lisa.
And it was a girl's name, and it was L. Okay. Linda.
Oh, remember when he wouldn't answer whether he was a Fed last time?
Yeah.
it saved my questions.
How many businesses did Mike Termat shut down during COVID lockdowns? How many arrests did he make for being on the beach? Sorry, Mike. Mike's such a good guy, though, but like, come on.
Look, he's not a cop anymore. I'll give him
that.
He's
not a cop anymore, okay? So he's a good cop.
No, he's still alive.
Well,
how many businesses did Mike Termat? Oh, wow. Did Mike Termott shut down during COVID? The answer, no. There are many types of theft. Taxation is just one type of theft.
I wonder what
prompted this is what you get from a libertarian AI. It's going to be retarded.
Should we ask? So have we asked about Haiti?
Like an autistic kid. We're giving response.
Why is Haiti such a shithole
country? Come on, Lisa. Give us something good. Come on. All right. She's thinking.
Yes, because because the right to move freely is important because it allows people to pursue better opportunity. Okay, this is just nonsense.
Yeah.
It also respects the rights of individuals to make their own decisions about their lives, regardless of their country of origin. Oh, thanks, open borders. What the fuck?
You know what? His AI might be open borders, but is he? Like, I don't think
no,
he
no.
Is.
The
is
previous it? Question was not open borders. Or the answer, the previous answer was not open borders. It was like we are against insecure borders.
You should be like long
have a better AI that answer. Could tell us why Haiti's a shithole. I feel like somebody.
Someone's got to give like, us an answer.
Is there like a history chat?
Trump should like, get an AI. Could you imagine how good a Trump AI would be?
Give a Trump answer on
when's
anything?
That coming out?
Just like, why is Donald Trump so great?
I don't know.
That would be great.
Everybody's making AI out to be like, oh my God. And it's like, do you see this? It's just giving out just canned responses of like,
this is the problem. It's still going to be ruling over us. It's just retarded. Okay. So
it's not much different than our current oligarchs and rulers.
Yeah. Yeah. How's that change things?
Yeah.
At least this one won't have like a soul.
See, it can do it a million times faster. That's
it can make retarded decisions really quick.
Millions of times per second.
Well, that's just accelerationism, right? We just step on the gas.
There's no brake pedal.
If, like the AI was just like watching videos of trains, just like looking at trains and maps and all sorts of like, and then it starts watching birds. Oh man, did you know the cockatiel? That would be great. Oh God. But yeah, so Haiti's a shithole country. It's they're eating dicks and eating people. But yeah, think, that's fun.
They're
apparently
in
we have troops.
Freedom.
Don't we have oh yeah, well today was well we got two things. Today's the 4-year anniversary of Trump declaring a national whatever emergency. We also have troops over in China. Is that what I saw? Alex, did you see that?
Taiwan.
I don't have any.
Some island that's part of Taiwan. Apparently there, that's it great. Was Dave DeCamp from antiwar.com just posted it. I didn't get a chance to read the article, but apparently it's confirmed. And it's from the Pentagon that we have like Green Beret advisors in Taiwan an island or a territory of Taiwan. Just getting
really,
goofy
I'm
over there
scared for Taiwan. Like if I was a Taiwanese person, I'd be looking at Ukraine and be going like, I don't think we want that. No, turns out we're pretty much okay with China.
Unless you're the
don't
president
worry.
Of,
don't
unless
worry.
You're the president of Taiwan, then you really want that.
We don't want to be in your proxy war, please. You know, like you want to be the next proxy war, Taiwan? It could be you. I mean, remember the U.S. military has a plan. If China gets control of the chip manufacturing plants, the U.S. military will destroy Taiwan's chip making ability rather than let China control it. Like, these are your friends, Taiwan.
Well, that's the bed they want to lie in because of
I don't think they do. I think the people in Taiwan, I'm guessing they just want to be left alone to make chips and enjoy their prosperity and you know, good life that they have. Why do they care? Why do they want to be in a proxy war for the US? Like they're not suffering as far as I can tell.
Oh, look who's chiming in. After I called him,
Kyle.
I summoned him.
Kyle.
I summoned Kyle. Send him the link.
Kyle,
joining. Send him the link, Kyle. Get on. Explain.
I'm on.
I mean, how can government be bad? I don't understand, Kyle. Get on here.
The right
explain
it's a necessary evil, James.
I thought this is just, you know, the price we have to pay for roads and shit. Like, it's a little cannibalism, sure.
Barbecued legs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He has the
barbecued
flu.
Human legs is the price we pay.
Kyle has the flu. He can't come on.
Oh, you man.
A likely story.
Oh, I'm
sorry. Otto was on here last week with the flu.
Yeah, I was on here last week with that, or 2 weeks ago.
But you also missed like the previous 4 weeks. So.
That is not true. That is spread. That's disinformation. That's mal.
Is that disinfo?
Malinformation. It's technically malinformation.
Well, because technically.
Wait, one of them. Hold on. One of them is designed to actually cause harm.
Yeah.
The other one, I think, is just sort of like unintentional.
Right. Misinformation is not true. Malinformation can be true, but it's designed to get you.
Yeah.
Mitch, I hope you got the flu shot, Kyle.
To get the flooster.
Hey, look, man. Just because he's a statist doesn't mean he's going to get jabbed.
Right.
Or does it?
I don't know.
That's
a good question for another time. I don't know. Kyle, come on and defend yourself.
We got to get back on here soon. There's just so many things.
Challenge you to a duel.
Explain to me.
It's funny. I'd rather get I'd rather get Spike Cohen on here. And all the other candidates running.
Yeah, I don't want to talk to any of these candidates except for like maybe what's his name? Toad.
Yeah. Well, Toad's been on.
We already talked to Toad. He was the only presidential candidate we've had on so far.
Gotta keep his shoes
I think
off.
We should get I think we need to get Hornberger on and we need to get Spike on. I hear Spike is considering running.
Maybe he can announce on our show.
We could give him the fake Twitter people that are watching. To just leapfrog ahead of all the others.
Well, he just stopped texting me back.
Spike?
Yeah, he didn't answer my text. Kind of bummed.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have been texting him like 10 times a day.
Why are you sending him your dick, dude?
I haven't texted him in over a year. There are many times that I've wanted to text him. I've wanted to text him all the time. But I don't, because I don't want to break that privilege. But I finally broke down. I was like, look, man, we're having trouble here. Oh, because the defend the guard thing in our state was going through here in Maryland. And we had some really fucking stupid bitch holding up the bill saying the bill was unconstitutional. Defend the guard.
Yeah.
So I was like, Spike,
she said something like, the AG said that.
Yeah, the AG.
Yeah, and she's using
the AG like the fucking like what does that have to do with anything?
Yeah, she's using the opinion. So the attorney general, and give a backstory, I guess. He former lieutenant governor of Maryland, Congress critter for a couple years. Now he's the attorney general, major in the Air Force. So he's a total massage agent. He probably was diddling kids somewhere or something. They got the info. But his opinion as the attorney general that they defaulted to is that, oh, it's unconstitutional, the bill in itself, that it's part of the act or guard's duty to deploy and to serve overseas. And this was the...
But it's supposed to be authorized. It's supposed to be congressionally authorized wars, isn't that?
Right. And she's going off the same opinion. She's basically just defaulting to 2023. Like, she hasn't changed her opinion. She's just like, oh, the attorney general who's appointed by the executive or whatever the case, it's like, oh, yeah. They just decide what bills you that are lawful and not. But you're a quote lawmaker, but you're not going. Yeah, you know, it's
wait. Attorney general's job is to just enforce the laws. Is that correct? They're like at the top. Well,
they gave an opinion piece. Let me here. So
why do cops give an opinion? Like, shut up and remember, you're supposed to be. I just follow orders.
Let me see here. Let me find the actual verbiage of it.
Yeah.
And so, but she's holding it up, and she won't allow it to come out of committee.
Yeah, it has all the votes to pass. So that's the other thing. So defend the guard in Maryland has all the votes to pass, except for this one bitch who's holding it up, and she sucks. Like, she is awful. She is. We were going through her whole list of donors and calling them. Like, I left several messages, sent several emails. And so, like, it sucks because, like, the one guy, the top donor for her campaign was this store called Total Wine and More. And I called there like a moron. And I was like, I could have just looked this up. But I was like, hey, I want to talk to the owner. Like, and they're like, the owner? Like, well, you could probably get in touch with them better at his office. I'm like, well, what do you like? I was like, huh?
You didn't know that. That's funny.
He's running, and like apparently he's already a politician. He's already running for.
Yeah, he's a fucking.
He's running for Senate.
I didn't know that. I
was dude, like, oh, he's the
David Schroen.
Yeah, David Schroen.
Dude, how do you not see a million of those commercials watching football?
I didn't know he owned Total Wine and More.
So well, yeah, we learned that like two or three weeks ago.
Yeah,
so yeah, you probably missed that episode. You're probably out.
Being a bitch.
Sick. Yeah, okay. So I was like, okay, I'm not going to win with this. So then I sent all these emails. But do you know, like, for whatever reason, Maryland Public Schools was one of her donors. What? How does what? Like
the school?
Yes, it didn't say lobby. Didn't say anything like it. Just said Maryland Public Schools. They were a donor.
They canceled marching band, but they've got a new candidate to sponsor. Right. So, all right, great.
No wonder his commercials come out saying, "Oh, teachers love this person." I wonder
why. If Defend the Guard doesn't get traction, I think are people willing to go to the next level, which would be abolish the guard, defund the guard. Because if we can't trust it, it's too dangerous to have around, right? So if the state's not going to be in control of their own militia, then it must be abolished, right? Abolish the guard.
I don't think we'll get much support on that. I would love to see it. I would love to see it.
But isn't that unconstitutional as well?
Okay, if these people admit that we can't control it, the attorney general said we can't control it. But then what's your next step?
Well. You got to understand, this woman is being financed. Like one of her other top donors was Northrop Grumman. Imagine that.
Yeah. Guess what? You can't control them. But what it really comes down to is a message to individual people that are members of the Guard or considering joining the Guard.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out. Quit now. Right. Because the Attorney General has just said that the president can send you to any war he wants. It might be Haiti. It might be Ukraine. It might be Palestine. You don't know where the fuck. It might be Taiwan. You don't know where the fuck he's going to send you. You're not here to help people with flood relief. Okay. Right. Get real.
Yeah. But wait a minute.
Okay. You're going to be deployed to some shithole and required to commit unspeakable acts. Quit now.
Yeah, so this is from the Attorney General of Maryland, Office of Counsel to the General Assembly. She has a hyphenate. Dear Chair Pena Melnick, you have asked whether the General Assembly may enact legislation prohibiting the deployment of National Guard personnel for, quote, active duty combat unless the U.S. Congress has passed an official declaration of war or has taken official action under Article 1, totally, Section 8, totally. Clause 15 of the U.S. Constitution,
right,
as provided in House Bill 220. The answer is no, because because federal law would preempt the state law. Federal law allows the deployment of National Guard personnel for active duty combat domestically or overseas.
That's called the cuck clause in the Maryland right. Constitution, where they title. Have to they have to be submissive to the bigger daddy.
Yeah. Yeah.
The cuck right. clause. In the,
cuck yeah. clause. That's a good podcast title. Write that down, Derek.
What was it?
The cuck clause.
Clause.
Jared, Maryland, you better not be on Total Wine and More shopping for whiskey.
To the main
again.
Daddy. To a bigger daddy.
Yeah. So she
bummer because they have such a huge selection of shit.
Yeah, fuck.
I'm dude. Never going there again.
No, I'm surprised you didn't know that, man. Because like, no. I've known that.
Remember, I'll probably still go there, dude. Like, whatever.
Oh, fuck that dude. People. Don't support that asshole. fuck that guy. Fuck him. He. You know what? He's such a like. Okay, first off, he's the dude. He's the goofy. Remember with like the space suit mask on January 6th.
Yeah,
so it was dude. Like, I'm safe. You know how they wore that like those gas masks and he had that like
wait, yeah, he was already a politician before this?
Yes.
Yes. Oh. He's been in the Congress for
picture.
Like
you don't know what Alex is talking about? Bring a picture up.
No, I know what picture.
Yeah. And then the other thing too is he just tweeted out yesterday about the death of Breonna Taylor.
Oh yeah.
And of course he's tweeting that out because it's like, oh, the anniversary of the death of Breonna Taylor, because he's running for Senate against a black woman in PG County. So he's vying for the black vote. But it's like, dickhead, literally two fucking days ago, it's the fourth anniversary of Duncan Lemp being murked in your own fucking district. And it's crickets. It's crickets. And I called him out on that. And it's coarse. It's like, no, because that's not, pander to that. Exactly. You can't pander because, oh, that's a white person that was murdered by the police. We need to pander to the, to BIPOCs that have been murdered by police. You know, it's like, so,
what about just BIPODs, man?
Right. You know? He's a, fuck that guy. Just care about
BIPODs. Sounds like a virus you get from eating Haitian dicks.
It sounds like a,
I got the guy a bad case of the BIPOX. I didn't cook that dick like all the way through.
Like an 80s, like wrote like a like AI robot name.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that's BIPOC 3000.
As Shannon says, so, I guess Haiti isn't pro plant based. Nope.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Sorry, Alex. I mean,
no. It's all good. I'm end rant, but.
Well, it's, you know, it's part of the, you know, it's a carnivore diet, right? Like.
Yeah,
the cannibal carnivore diet.
That's low in carbs.
It's all the rage in the Caribbean.
I mean, how this guy's gonna die if he keeps doing that, though? Like,
dude, not healthy. Dude, like he grabs it and like bites it and just does the pulling thing,
like a rabbi at a bris.
Yeah,
Jared.
Dude, that shit's fucked up.
Can you confirm or deny it?
Hey, look, since we've
I think that's just on, like, look, I mean,
we've
to
already
be fair,
taken
I think
on
just
the
like
ADL
crazy
in this episode, right?
I mean, it's just like crazy so, Orthodox people. That's not a normal bris. Is okay. Normal bris is done with a knife.
Me, that's still not bad, better, dude.
That's
I mean, some kind of like
tunnel,
special.
That's the tunnel Jews
special knife or whatever.
the tunnel Jews.
That's a tunnel Jew ceremony.
There's I mean, how do they do it in Jews. The hospital? Laser now.
No, or how about space don't do laser. It at all?
Yeah, don't do it at all. Just let it ride,
man.
Dude, you just need to accept Jesus Christ and accept that he is the new covenant, okay? Don't stop being a heathen. That's what you guys need to realize.
Did Jesus have his foreskin? No.
Good question.
He's Jewish.
I'll find out. I'll get back.
I'll find out. Let me go look at the statue in church.
He said it before your people got rid of him. Wait, do you think those were the
that was the Romans, bro?
Sent there by the tunnel Jews. I'm just gonna blame everything bad. Like, no, it's not the Jews, it's the tunnel Jews.
Yeah,
tunnel Jews.
All right, we're not anti-Semitic. We're just against tunnel Jews.
Man. Oh, this is a good point. How does Klaus Schwab feel about eating people? I mean, that's two birds, one stone, right? Like, you're not killing animals or, you know, really polluting.
I'm carbon
and then
neutral.
you're lowering the population.
Part of the depopulation agenda.
I'm doing
my part. Totally into this. Like, this is sustainable. This is gonna
this is sustainable.
This is where we need to
this
be.
Is renewable.
Yeah. Oh dude, it would
equitable.
Totally be, you could see him in all their like goofy outfits and their wardrobes, like the Hunger Games, and be like, we have a new game we will play. Like, I could see it. Holy shit. You have been unwilling to eat the bugs. We have
eat the cock.
Dude, what is with you all these like the fake Twitter views that we keep getting?
They're not fake. They're legitimate.
Yeah.
All right. They're legitimate.
All. Yeah. Why do you got to spit in these people's? Look, we just got a new viewer. You will
Mitch?
Eat the dicks.
Mitch has been around.
You will eat the dicks.
The dicks.
And you will be happy.
Dude, what if like this cannibalism spawns like some sort of zombie apocalypse?
Oh, no.
You know, like someone eats some like mutated spike proteins or something. And
right. Well, it's like mad cow disease, right? Like there's nature has a way of like basically giving species a reason not to eat itself. Right.
Right.
mad cow disease, like a black one of those like side effects of, you know, feeding cows. There's similar problems for humans eating humans.
Mad dick disease coming right up, coming to you brand new in 2024. God,
can't wait.
But with those Haitian spices,
yeah. It's just
hey, man,
tip.
You barbecue
just
something long.
I'll take the jerk seasoning,
the jerk cock. Could you imagine that?
Oh, apparently, like, the like Americans are actually like, they were trying to evacuate Americans from the embassy, but they weren't able to get to them. So they're just like stranded in there.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Well, yeah, like they sent in Marines and shit.
Oh, boy. Oh, God. It's going to be Black Hawk Down all over again. Fucking Christ.
Should be.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, no worries.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, I was thinking about going to DR next year for vacation, but I'm reconsidering that.
Go on the farthest side away if you can from that.
Yeah, you'd be all right. I mean, we were last year, as I'm actually smoking a cigar that I got on the beach. I still got a bunch left over
from last year.
From vacation. Yeah.
You've been humidifying those bad boys.
Yeah, they're still not bad. I mean, we were on the far, like, we were, yeah, it's a pretty relatively big island. I mean, we were away from it all. I mean, you're on a resort too. I mean, you don't really come across all the bullshit.
They've got armed guards there, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, supposedly. I don't know. But
yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
Well, do we got any other things we want to hit on? I guess maybe we could.
We got some plenty. We got some other stuff, but I don't think we got time to start up another topic. I think
we got a quick little video. Man, we got a quick little video here. How about the GOP's response? Because we live streamed it. We live reacted to the State of the Union.
Which was awesome. You guys should go check that out on our.
So we watched it so you don't have to, or we mocked it so you can at least, you know, get through it all. But this was she's a senator from Alabama, and this is who the GOP picked. And yeah, here's a highlight from it, a little clip.
Right now, our commander in chief is not in command. The free world deserves better than a dithering and diminished leader. America deserves leaders who recognize
that
secure borders, stable prices, safe streets, and a strong defense are actually the cornerstones of a great nation. Right now.
That was unhinged.
Senator from Alabama.
She's
in her kitchen for the listeners. So she's at the kitchen table trying to. I mean, what the fuck? Like, this
before you play the video, I was like, she's kind of cute. And then I heard her voice and I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, she started talking and ruined.
Yeah.
The 19th and its consequences, but.
Strong defense, safe streets.
Yeah, this is the response. I mean, why not just like
pack
what
it
the
in.
Fuck? Like, why not just like react to what he fucking said? Like everything he said. Like,
yeah, he's a horrible, nasty, genocidal warlord, like kid sniffing pedophile. Like, they don't.
Yeah, not a single mention of kid sniffing in that entire video. Like,
why can't they go after him for being genocidal? Right. Oh, guess what? Because they also support the genocide.
Yeah, they're all they're just controlled opposition.
Don't use the G word. Okay. The ADL already has a case.
It's a displacement. It's a mass
displacement.
She
definitely seems like the kind of person that is like in this for the rapture. You know, like if I'm gonna, like, I support Israel to get to the rapture.
In it for the rapture. That's absolutely also a good podcast title.
In it for the rapture. I like that actually.
That's a good one. God, well,
I mean, that is basically what the actual neocon platform is. It's like to basically further along the rapture, right?
They have this like
war hoax.
No, it's not.
You hear it a lot.
No, they genuinely believe in this shit. And
I think there's a portion of them that do.
But okay, here's my theory, and hear me out, okay? That's what they say. Right. Because they can't say, well, they've got an Epstein file on me. OK,
I think so it might be a little bit of column A and column B.
Like, why are you a complete idiot sending all this money to Israel for no reason, no apparent reason? Like, what the hell's wrong with you? Why are you supporting their genocide? Like, and, you know, these people don't need our money. Like, what's wrong with you, Congressman? Well, What's he going to say? What's he going to talk about? His Mossad handler? Or is he going to?
He's not going to say anything about. He's not going to explicitly talk about the rapture either. People are going to look at him like he's insane, dude. But this is like a sort of secret, like not so secret, like pillar of at least some portion of neocons, like some neocon group. I don't remember the name of it.
It's like evangelical Christian.
It's not explicitly it's not the rapture per se, but it's like the Bible says that like Israel has to like be refounded and then blah, blah, blah. And like all this kind of nonsense.
But do you really think, I mean, have you ever met anybody that personally subscribes to this view?
No, but I have heard them talk. Matt Bergman. I've heard a lot of people saying like
it exists. What I'm just saying is, isn't it? Personal. Could it be likely that it's often repeated because people can't come to terms with the fact that their government is run by Mossad and a bunch of handlers from Epstein's Island, right? It's a lot easier to come up with all these other reasons why than it is to address the real concern.
I don't think it's all Epstein though. I think it's that just combined with having interests in the military industrial complex.
Right. And just flat out bribery, just flat out bribery, everything, right? It's financial, it's blackmail, it's everything they've got to throw at these people, right? But nobody wants to talk about that part of it, right? So they're like, "Well, I don't know, why are they doing this? It seems crazy to me." Well, they're certainly trustworthy, so I guess they're religious fanatics.
I don't know. It's fucking weird. It's a weird bit. I think it's so. It's like the ADL loves it. I mean, they're the ones that always send all those like TV ads that say like for like 4 cents a day you can feed an elderly Jew.
Yeah.
Like, what? Where are these elderly Jews who need all this food? Like, where are they?
Wait, what?
I've never seen this.
No,
I've never seen that.
You can Google it. Just be like,
they have to live in tunnels. Like, you could make a difference.
Yeah, there's. Like, yeah, I picture some guy like poking his head out of the tunnel and getting like tossed bread or something.
Here's a matzah. You know, like,
yeah. Here's a piece of matzah for you.
What is that? Or it's like Jewish.
It's some gefilte fish.
What the fuck is that?
I'd rather starve,
dude. I love gefilte fish.
Are you serious?
Like if it's the Manischewitz kind, hell yeah, dude.
Do you eat it with like that jelly stuff on top of it?
Oy vey. Yeah,
I'll scrape that stuff off, but I don't really like leave that on there.
How do you feel about cat food in general?
I like chopped liver, which is basically like cat food too.
That's so gross. The pate.
Yeah.
That's what the Filipino guy.
I mean, when I was a kid, I hated that shit. But
my friend's a Filipino. He loves. He was just telling me that he's like, "Oh, you got to try this liver pate." I'm like, "Nah, I'm good, man. I don't need any cat food. It's good. I'm good."
I got treated to a special texture. I went to a special dinner. This was in Berlin. Okay, our band was there to do like a special Jewish music festival.
Your band.
We're invited by the chief, by the head rabbi in Berlin. Arranges this special dinner to like honor our band and stuff. And it's like the most Jewish food you can imagine. And here comes the gefilte fish, you know. And I'm like, oh God, right. Several of the guys in the band, everybody else in the band was Jewish. Several of them went out to get like sausage from the street vendor outside. Okay. Like pork. They were like, we're out of here.
Oh man. I mean, if it was well made, I'd be into it, but.
Oh, maybe you would like it. I couldn't. It was straight up cat food as far as I was concerned. Like, wow. Like,
I mean, it's a weird. Yeah. It's not. I wouldn't recommend it to anybody. I would be like, hey, you've got to go and try the gefilte fish at the local deli, but it's a guilty pleasure, I guess.
I guess. Well, you
speaking of guilty pleasures,
yeah.
Let's get on over to the Patreon.
Hell yeah,
Patreon after hours.
Hell yeah, that is my guilty pleasure. So I do it. I do it for pleasure. Anyway,
okay.
That's a joke for just me. All right, I'm sorry. Anyway, I'll move on. anywho, guys. I just
was like falling apart
over here, dude. Like, this is not okay. Anyway, guys, go over to our Patreon. punk rock libertarians. Oh, did you, what the fuck?
$3.
Did you smoke? Okay.
Patreon.com/punkrocklibertarians. There you go. That go to
for
there.
As little as $3 a month. Yep. You can get access to our after hours program, and if you give us $10, you get a T-shirt.
There you go. And the thought, we're still waiting for our first Patreon level of the. I'm done.
The Fed level.
I'd give up. I'm done. I'd give up.
It's coming. The Fed level subscriber is coming. I feel
it's going to be our first.
Dude, am I having a?
Going to be happening. They're out there listening right now, going, you know what? I could get approval for that. You know?
Yeah.
Why not?
All right. So I promise I'm not having a stroke. I will get better. But in the meantime, yes. Go over to patreon.com/punkrocklibertarians. Sign up for that. You get to hear our after hours episode, which we're going to record right after this. And it's going to be full of fun stuff. It's where Babs names and talks about all the shows that made fun of him and dropped his name. All the good stuff, you know. So go over there, sign up. And if you guys don't like using Patreon, there's other ways to donate to the show. If you go to prlfans.com. And we also have t-shirts for sale over at libertariancountry.com. So use the code PRL or PRL podcast and get a 10% discount. But if you spend $50 or more, you'll get a 20% discount with the code PRL2. So that about wraps it up. And until next time, everybody, live free
or die.
Statism's been free, the blood that is shed. Dredging the flags and the tax farms in red. Was inspired by a feeling the expense of the many. Soldiers and cards and the